read, sorry. The first thing I remember thinking was, holy shit, I've fallen asleep. That's never happened before. Then I noticed the blood in my lap, which is gathering in a widening pool on my black denim jeans and was soaking in. I vainly tried to brush it away, an attempt at a denial, I would guess, since I had to make the gig. You gotta make the fucking gig, right? I mean, that's the best part. If you don't make the gig, what's the point of all the bullshit that you have to put up with? All the mud wrestling with the songs to get them right? The humiliation of talking the self-absorbed club owner into the gig the first time? The expenses that rack up on everything? Not just the gas or the wear on the car, but how about the rings around your eyes? I'd only missed one gig before when, same deal, not my fault, I'd broken an ankle in a car accident. But this time, when I went to brush the blood away, I couldn't move. And I knew for the first time, not over dramatically or anything, that I was truly fucked. And I wasn't gonna make the gig. Then I realized that the pool of blood was coming from my head. I don't know about you, but I prefer my blood on the inside. You know, working on the breakdown of that cheeseburger or whatever the fuck that it does, so I kind of freaked. And despite what a ton of people might think, I use my head for a wide variety of things, not just stopping my neck from being a large gaping open wound. So I started going over song lyrics, making sure I could remember them. Relieved that I could, I still couldn't move my head. Then I did what every cowardly fucker does as he faces down that demon death. I put in a call to someone I hadn't talked to in a long time. God, oh please God, don't take my dumb ass now. All that shit I say on stage, you know I am just fucking around. You created me in your image, and I gotta say, God, you have got one nasty fucking sense of humor. And then old Nine Lives here sent something that might have got me a reprieve. I've been studying for the finals a long time. Let me take the exam. Just let me take the fucking exam. A paramedic was vacationing behind me with her family and ran up to my car. I saw the whole thing. You got run off the road by that white van. You flipped over twice. The ambulance is around their way. They call them the jaws of life. They ripped through metal to get an accident victim out of the car. They took the entire roof off of my car and helicoptered me to intensive care. I had broken T1, T2, and T3, three vertebrae too close to my neck to ever operate. I'm always in pain, but you get used to it. Look, let's open that door right now. You know the one behind the facade. The mask, the laughter. Let's see if any of that physical pain might still be hanging out. Ow! You see? There she is. They put 72 staples in my head, never to be hidden by a stylish bouffant, I might add. That bastard that stapled me shut didn't give me enough anesthesia, so it was like, ka-chunk! And I was all depressed because I was worried about, am I going to lose the house? I was like, I think you might not have put enough anesthesia. And he was like, ka-chunk! By about the fourth or fifth one, I was trying to rip the neck brace off and beat the fuck out of that guy. There's a picture of me the day I got home from the hospital, back in my house in my pajamas and body brace and a cast on my foot and wrist because I had broken them too, bandages around my head, playing my guitar, head thrown back, singing. My wife looks on, arms folded, staring at me like, you son of a bitch. You're going back out there. You and your stupid make the gig. You're going to put me through this worry again. But I had a song inside me that had to come out. And this is the first song I wrote. Ow! No. It is. Thank you. I thought that was good, too. Thanks.